prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means we start the day off with the Blueprint Power Hour in just a moment, where Coach Rob Regish answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, drugs, everything. Everything and anything you want to know about. You want questions answered about puberty, he'll tell you. But that's a little bit later. And then at the top of the new hour at 1 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Sandeep Agarwal. Sandeep is a very interesting guy who travels all over India to the most obscure areas of India that are not populated well to buy none other than turmeric. And he standardizes it for 4-5% curcumin or curcumoids, which is better than the Sabinsa. He's going to tell you why he does it a little bit later in the show and why you should know about it. But without further delay,
calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Well, I'm going to be honest. It's been a tough week, and I'll discuss more why later in the show. But let's try to focus on the positives. For the very first time, we are going to bring Synthogen X2 to the masses. As you know, Synthogen is not an inexpensive product.
Right.
It's half a dozen products in one. It uses the highest quality ingredients, but it does have a price tag on it, which can be difficult for some people to reconcile. However, what we are doing is as follows. Bodybuildingsupplements.com is making available what they're calling Prove It Power Packs, which is a 30-capsule sample of Synthogen X2 that people can pick up for the price of lunch or even less. I think it's like $10 for 30 capsules, which if you're using it at max dose, 15, 5 before, 5 during, and 5 after training, it's going to let you see in short order, you know, through at least 2 workouts, what all the hype is about. So let me tell folks where they can go and get it.
Please.
It's https://shop.bodybuildingsupplements.com/products/prove-it-works-power-packs. Prove It Works Power Packs.
That's a lot to remember. And Rob, I'm almost positive it's forward slashes on the web.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Backslashes in DOS.
Yeah. So, well, what I have done is both on my Facebook page and my Twitter account, I've put it out there. So, you know, if you can find me there, you can find the products. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to try it, and I can't wait for people to take advantage.
Yeah, they could try it. They can make the decision for themselves whether or not they want to make an investment in a full bottle. I think that's pretty righteous and upfront of you to do, quite frankly.
Yeah, you know, and it's been something that we've kicked around for a long time, but, you know, to his credit, he's finally doing it, and look, we stand behind the product. We are that confident in it that after one or at most 2 workouts, you will be shocked at what it's able to do for you.
So Wally Zabisco says, how do you differ in training people that are genetically gifted and people who aren't? Also, I've seen people respond really well to creatine while others say they get absolutely nothing from it. Does the same go for other supplements like amino acids and herbs? Basically, I want to know why some people grow like weeds versus others don't.
Yeah, you know, for ages, people have observed differences in how certain folks respond to different diet and training stimulus. So more recently, we've seen the same varying degrees of response in people who take supplements, and you can certainly see it too in people that take drugs. So let's take it one by one. How you respond to a particular type of training isn't unlike the response, let's say, the high-intensity sunlight. At one end of the spectrum, you've got me, the pasty white guy, Irish or Polish folks. Both ethnic groups are naturally as white as a gallon of milk, and even a minimal amount of time in the sun results in burning and peeling. Okay, I'll burn and peel. On the other end of the spectrum, you've got black folks who can spend a lot of time in the sun with minimal burning, if any. Training-wise, it's the same dynamic, although, unlike skin color, you can't just tell, right, by looking at someone. The best determinant is likely somatotype. Ectomorphs have a really hard time putting on muscle, but they can lose weight real fast, easy. Endomorphs are at the other end of the spectrum. They gain muscle very easily, but they find losing fat difficult. Mesomorphs are somewhere in the middle. The reality is most people are a mix of, you know, one of two types. I never considered my genetics when training. I honestly didn't. My sole mission was get stronger. It's still that way. If you're really down on your genetics, what you need is a reality check. Swing by the local hospital sometime, and you'll meet people that are born without arms, legs, or other body parts. They would kill to have your genetics. That's my last final word on genetics. Diet-wise, some people seem to oxidize fats well, and some don't. If you do, low-carb diets are likely work wonders for you. If you don't, you'll likely get better results, you know, eating low GI carbs. However you oxidize fats, you need to be eating enough to grow muscle. That is the single biggest reason there's not a lot more muscle in the world. Creatine, you know what? Creatine responders, generally, they have low starting levels in muscle. On the other hand, people that eat a lot of tuna, red meat, venison, etc., they already have high levels, so you'll see them typically as non-responders. Some people also take in hundreds and hundreds of milligrams of caffeine with their creatine, which is a great way, in my experience, to negate almost all of creatine's benefits. By the way, that threshold is around 300 milligrams from what I've seen. Now, herbals are a different matter. You won't find many non-responders, for example, to ephedra. You will find many non-responders to ecdysterone because companies are using cheap starting material, usually cyanotis vaga, and or it's overstandardized for an inferior ecdysterone, which a lot of times you'll see 20-hydroxyectysterone. That's the wrong one, in my opinion. By the way, people forget ECDI is a class of compounds, and we are now up to 503 identified ECDIs. You can shoot on over to ECDIbase.org to validate that. Amino acids, almost everyone responds to, provided you use enough, let's call it essential amino acids, a minimum of 6 grams prior to working out, and the right time. Before or during a workout. Take any less than that at other times of the day, and you'll wonder what all the fuss is about. Finally, some people respond great to steroids and other bodybuilding drugs. Other people, not so much. Due to their horsepower, now it is true that there are fewer non-responders given how strong they are versus supplements, but much depends on what drug they're using, how high they're dosed, you know, how good their training is, their diet, et cetera, et cetera. So a large degree of variability across the spectrum, but there are some ties that bind.
What you said is exactly what I was thinking, too. You don't train people any different because,
no.
I mean, one guy may grow faster given the same training, but But you don't train them different. It's all the goal is always the same, no matter what. The next question comes from William Beeble. He says, I just found the show, and I'm loving it. I've learned a lot and only listened to a few episodes so far. My question is, how do you know when you've maxed out your genetics? Give it 20 years. I'm asking because someday I want to join the dark side. I'm only 18 years old. I'm 6 foot tall and 160 pounds. I've been training for a year. And the noob gains are in the rearview mirror. So how much longer? Your noob gains aren't in the rearview mirror yet, first of all. Dude, you've only been training a year.
Well, at least he's done some research. He's heard he should max out his genetics before jumping on the gas. But the common wisdom, and it's as true can be, is you need to max out your God-given genetic potential before using steroids. That's an important point, because if you don't, you are giving up a lot of muscle that ultimately could have been built. And it is possible, depending on how long you stay on and at what dose, that you damage your endocrine system. So let's discuss. Now, Bill doesn't say how long he's been training, but let's say it's been a couple of years. In that case, you know, he's likely right. True newbie gains that first 6 months to a year are behind him. He has thus reached a critical point in a strength athlete's life. The beginning, this is just the beginning of what I call hammer time. Hammer time lasts at least a decade, maybe two. And it is a time when you need to expose yourself to as wide a variety of training and diet stimuli as possible. And now, since there are a million programs now online, I'm going to give you what I consider to be the best of the best. And you should absolutely give each of these a good hard run after your newbie gains are over. Super Squats by Randall J. Strawson, Escalating Density Training and Stack 10 Training, both by Charles Staley, West Side Powerlifting, anything by Dave Tate or Louis Simmons, Loading Patterns, Lactic Acid Tolerance Training, Heavy Duty, High Intensity Training by Mike Mentzer, Big Beyond Belief by Leo Costa. I know he's been on the show a couple of times. Five Sets of Five by Bill Starr, The Heavy Light System, Dog Crap Training, right, by Dante Trudeau, Convict Conditioning, you've heard me talk about that. You know, right there are over a dozen programs, and that was off the top of my head. Now, you should run them multiple times, and when you combine them with things like the anabolic diet, maybe the zone diet, intermittent fasting, diets to bulk, diets to cut, there are literally hundreds of combinations that you're going to need to see how your body responds to. In my own case, I went from 143 at age 15, and I got up to, I think, 180 by 18. I was stuck there for about 2 years, and then I finally cracked 200. I then jumped to 220, and I hit another plateau. And finally, at the age of 25, I hit 252. Now, let's say I stopped training naturally at 180. Steroids may have gotten me to 200, maybe even 225. Had I elected to, I'm sure they would have gotten me from 250, maybe to 275. The point is this. The higher your natural muscle mass, the higher you build that number, if you take drugs, the higher drugs will push it. One other quick note. A lot of lifters, they start juicing in their 20s. I have known more than a few that couldn't have kids after that. And good luck finding a woman who doesn't want to have kids. Now, they all do. As soon as they see their friends having them, they want them. Now, not everyone is going to be sterile, and they can do some really amazing things today. But it happens. And you need to know how it will affect you and your girlfriend or wife, because it goes way beyond you. You're making a choice to use, but it's ultimately going to affect other people. Here's the bottom line. I had someone tell me once when I was young, and I never forgot this. Can't you just lift 1 pound more on an exercise or do one more rep? If you are, then you haven't exhausted your natural potential. And, you should be doing this a minimum of 10, probably 20 years, and put a minimum of 50 pounds of muscle on before even thinking of going to the dark side. That's just my belief, my position.
Yeah. Man, it's a long journey. It's a really long journey. It's not, you're not doing this just to go to spring break, although you may be right now at this age. But I mean, it's a long journey, and you're going to continue to refine your body. Your muscle is going to change. When you get older like us, muscle becomes denser.
Yeah.
It's just, you don't, and the truth of the matter is, until you are old enough to where the drugs, that you don't care if your testosterone levels come back anymore. You know, like when I got on, my test levels were in the dirt for a year and a half. I could not get them back up with HCG, clomiphene, AIs. I tried everything. And it was
really?
Like, you know, well, I had used drugs for a while and I was older. You know, I was in my late 40s at the time, and when I came off, it had an effect on me. It wasn't my test levels would not come back up.
Even with HCG?
Oh, God, yes. I was doing 1,400 IUs every week in one injection. Then I tried 200 IUs a day for a while. I tried clomiphene at 200 milligrams for 5 days, 100 milligrams for five. I mean, I did all that stuff. AIs, I did it all. And I couldn't get my testosterone levels up above the mid 300s. And when I started using drugs, my natural testosterone levels were 670, 680. You know, they were reasonable for a guy in his early 40s.
Yep.
So like the time to start using is when you think that it doesn't matter anymore. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not making that much testosterone anymore anyway. So what am I ruining? So when I got on, I knew I was going to be on for the rest of my life. You don't want to be on for the rest of your – trust me on this. You don't want to be on the rest of your life in your 30s.
Yeah.
So trust me, I hate injecting. I'm so friggin' tired of it. I am so, I'm a friggin' pincushion.
The novelty does wear off.
Yeah. It wears off. And then it's like, oh, God, like I'm going to be 75 years old someday, like sticking this needle in my hip or in my quad and watching the muscle dance because I hit a nerve. It's like, really? I don't want to be doing this for the rest of my life, but I have no choice now. So,
yeah.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Pal Hour. Stay tuned. Where honesty is the most important thing. We give it to you straight. U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So Seth Spanner said that's actually enough for 3 workouts, the test package of Mass Pro Synthogen. And also, I wanted to mention something. Quest came out with a new bar. It's been a while. This is like their traditional bar. It's not a cereal bar. And it's coated, and it's called Birthday Cake. And I kid you not, I ate an entire box over the weekend. That was a lot of fiber. I regretted it on Monday, really big time. But I'm telling you something. If you haven't had the new Quest birthday cake bar yet, you are missing. It's like the old days with Quest when I would eat them all day long. The bar is unbelievable. You got to check it out.
I'll try that out. It sounds great.
Oh, it's so good. And it doesn't take – there's a company out there that makes something called a birthday cake bites in birthday cake flavor, and it has a metallic taste to it, and they're really, really, really super artificially sweet, and they leave a foul taste in your mouth after you swallow. This is nothing like it. This bar tastes like real yellow cake with icing. It's unbelievable. I don't know how they do it, but they always seem to do it.
Wow.
The next question comes from Mike Sanders. So Mike says, lately I've been obsessing over the future, like how I can get from my current body weight of 200 to 220, what kind of program to use, and especially what supplements that I'll need. Between the food, supplements, gym memberships, etc., that takes a lot of dough, a lot of money. So I'm working lots of hours. I read somewhere that most Americans have less than $50,000 in retirement savings, so I put every penny I can into my 401k. How did you plan for your future, bodybuilding or otherwise? And this is interesting because this is about balance, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I'm not the best guy to be asking about that. But
wait a minute. I want to say something.
Yeah.
You spent a career in the insurance industry, so you understand investing and that sort of stuff. It doesn't matter whether or not it's something you've executed. You can give advice on it.
Right. That is true. So first off, I don't think it hurts, right, to plan for your future. But there are some caveats there. There was a time when I was obsessed with money. How to make it, how to make more of it, save more of it, how to invest it, you know, how to fund my son's college education, my retirement, my wife's retirement. I mean, it was just, I was out of control. Let me tell you where that got me. Almost killed. I worked like hell, and at my peak, I made $150 a year. Now, for a guy from a no-name college and almost 10 years ago, to me anyway, that was a lot of money.
Hell yeah.
It was also the most stress-ridden, miserable year of my life. I was working so much, I was never home. When I was home, I was worried about work. A particularly vivid example, I brought my son to the Baseball Hall of Fame. We were parked. He was in his baby seat in the back, and he looked at me in the rearview mirror, and he said, "Daddy, why do you have a frowny face?" I was worried about work. Okay. Training-wise, it wasn't much different. You know, there was muscle to be built and lots of it. So, you know, unfortunately, at the age of 37, I realized I only had a few more years left where I could add any. And it all came crashing down one day when I overdid it. And, you know, I've told the story here before, rhabdomyolysis. You can literally kill yourself from overdoing it. So, you know, that and my marriage was on the rocks because I was never home with the wife. I was stressed out. I would snap at her. I had a baby boy I almost never saw. And ultimately, I lost my job. I got served divorce papers. Both of those things happened in the same month, and that was after my little near-death experience. That is where pursuing the money got me. One day, somebody overheard me talking about all of my future grandiose plans, and I'll never forget, he said something that stuck with me to this day. He said, "You want to make God laugh? Tell him what your plans are for the future." And you know what? I now live by those words. I really do. So, you know, here's the bottom line. You need to go out and live every day like it's your last. Because for some people, it will be. And I just recently had a pointed example of this I'll get into later in the show. But nothing is guaranteed, folks, including waking up tomorrow. So,
okay.
It's often said, you know, make the most of every day, but unless you're actually doing it, you need to, because, like I said, there's no guarantees.
Mike Iannelli says, "I saw where you're taking Adaptogen N, but have also heard you discuss HRT. Given it's a test booster, why would you be using something like that?"
Okay, so at face value, this is a perfectly logical question. Why would someone who's on HRT have any reason to use a test booster? The answer is complex, but it deserves some discussion. So in order to understand why I use Adaptogen N, you need to understand the product. One dose contains a whopping 1,500 milligrams of real Bulgarian trib, Tribulus terrestris, around 400 milligrams of a custom Suma extract, Longjack's Uricoa, Eucoma longifolia, a small amount of DHEA, and 3 milligrams of melatonin. The Tribulus has been shown to modestly boost testosterone. But more importantly, it boosted IGF-1 around 20%, if I'm not mistaken, but Adele posted that study some time ago. Also, way overlooked are TRIB's benefits to the heart and the fact that the furosemide saponins therein dramatically improve nitric oxide levels. Longjacks, I'd also put in a pro-sexual, you know, effects category. And Longjacks and TRIB does really boost your, let's say, libido and energy. DHEA, it's used for starter material for tests. But more importantly, in my opinion, is keeping actual DHEA levels optimal. Let me put it this way. Testosterone is not the only hormone that you should be optimizing. The benefits of melatonin are seemingly endless. But yeah, it helps me sleep a little better too. I know, Carl, you've done entire shows on SHR about melatonin.
Oh yeah.
And I would encourage people to listen to all of them. If you're over 30, you really need to be using it, in my opinion. The real reason that I use the product is largely for its Suma content. Ultra Suma is Mass's custom 25-to-1 extract. It is chock full of ectosterones and second only to Reponticum carthamoid extract as a source genus for acne. I estimate you're getting a whopping 400 milligrams of the stuff in every serving, and I get a nice bump in recovery with it. So, by the way, he has the only 25-to-1 material on the market. You can look around, and at best, other companies carry a 5-to-1 extract. And yes, you can feel the difference. So, you know, you've heard me before on the show stating that Adaptogen N and Synthogen are a great stack. So here's how I'm using them now. On training days, I use a full dose of Synthogen, right, prior to, during and after my workout. On days where I'm not training heavy, I'm taking Adaptogen N before bed. And that way, I'm getting a good whack of ectosterones, adaptogens, every day, but also using each product as judiciously as possible. You know, the sleep, recovery, and restorative benefits are fantastic. And you really need to experience them to appreciate them. It is night and day, in my opinion, versus not using it, not using those adaptogens. Now, I generally don't endorse test boosters, but this product is exceptional. I wouldn't even think of it as a test booster, more as a restorative agent. And in that context, it's hard to do better, and it's money well spent. So that's why I use it.
Henry Kozlowski says, you do a lot of odd movements in the gym, the top range rack pull, static holds for calves, barbell jammer presses. I've heard you talk about Russian step-ups instead of squats, and pullovers instead of bench presses. If these exercises are so good, how come more people aren't doing them?
There are all sorts of reasons. People don't use those movements. First, a lot of trainees just aren't aware of their benefits. Exercise selection in this country oftentimes comes down to monkey see, monkey do.
Look at what is Monday, National Bench Press Day, right? Everybody benches on Monday. It's silly. It's silly.
It is. And these kids watch what their friends are doing. So, and they'll watch what other people are doing, and they copy them. That's one reason. Second, many people are just ignorant of how people trained, let's call it how our iron forefathers trained. You know, when steroids, Nautilus, and supplements flooded into gyms, a lot of exercise history got flushed, and it stayed there. You know, you can look at body weight training. If you understand our history, you will know how men got insanely strong before gyms, adjustable barbells, dumbbells, etc. They did it by progressively manipulating their own body weight. Who has that knowledge today? Almost no one. It survived only in penal institutions, while the rest of the world commercialized physical culture into oblivion. Sometimes it's because people don't want to appear quote-unquote different. Let me be very clear about this. If there's one thing I've learned in over my 30 years of doing this, it's that if people look at you strangely for something you're doing, it usually means you're on the right track. So let me ask you, do you want results like most people? Most people's progress is a notch above zero, and I'm being generous there. Copy them, and you'll suffer the same fate. If people would just, you know, if they just peruse the old-time strongman books, you would see how effective things like Russian step-ups are. You know, think all of the benefits of squatting with about a tenth of the injury potential. You know, you need a cardiovascular workout? You're going to get one with step-ups, as anyone who's ever tried them will tell you. Bridging and wall walks, I've heard people call what I do wall walks. Somebody referred to it once as a circus exercise. They said, not even really a movement. There's no benefits from it. Can't be. You're not using any weight. Forget the fact that it has completely healed my back. Likewise, you can Google Arthur Jones and the words Iron Man and pullovers, the upper body squat. Today, very few people perform pullovers. Last time I was doing them, a guy commented it was just a stretching exercise. People mock that, which they do not understand. It is not my job or yours to convert these people. Whenever possible, try new movements and techniques people are not using. You will likely be a lot better off for it.
You know, it makes me laugh to even think of this, because what do the majority of people do? The majority of people do the wrong thing. And if anything, what the majority is doing should be the polar opposite of what you do.
Yeah.
Because most people don't make any progress in the gym at all. Now, I will say this, of the machines, I do use a Nautilus pullover machine.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and that machine really does activate your lats and your upper chest dramatically. But I do it I got to get a video of the way I do it someday. I have a funny feeling I do it different than most people do.
I'd love to see it if you could hook that up.
I train back. I may take off tomorrow. I train back next. I'm going to have somebody video me. I'll show you.
Great.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got one more question and then the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com, Trojan Horse. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. And are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs. At Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Next question comes from a longtime listener of the show, Johnny Gray. Where do you come down on the issue of training volume these days? This is a really interesting discussion because it's something that I'm actually manipulating right now. Go ahead. Let's see what you have to say.
Well, I think we need to define what volume is. Volume is very simply the amount of weight used times the number of reps times the number of sets. So, for example, here was yesterday's workout for me, okay? I box squatted 340 for four sets of five. That equals 6,800 pounds, 340 times five times four. I then just did two sets of 25 with my body weight on glute ham raises. So that's an additional 12,000 pounds. So a total volume of 18,800 pounds for the entire workout. Now, most people would look at that and question whether it was enough. Hey, this guy only did four sets of squats and two sets of glute ham raises. I look at it and I question, you know, if it's too much, on the other hand. Here's why. Training volume is always a negative, because any amount of volume makes an inroad into your recovery ability. Even one set is something to recover from versus not doing anything. Yet, at least one set is needed to stimulate growth, and most hypertrophy models show multiple sets are better versus than just one. So here's where I come down on the issue of volume. You should use the minimal amount of volume necessary to stimulate growth. Any more, and it's only going to take you that much longer to recover from it. In addition, you need to take into account the issue of wear and tear. Most injuries, plain and simple, are overuse injuries. Shoulders, elbows, knees, they're all delicate joints, and over months and years, there's a lot of wear and tear. The less wear and tear, the better. I further take the position you need to know how much wear and tear specific movements cause. Obviously, barbell squats are going to be a lot more than body weight squats. The bench press is going to cause a lot more wear and tear than push-ups. Barbell rows, pull-ups, etc. you get my point. By strategically using certain bodyweight movements versus their barbell cousins, you can extend your training life considerably. It doesn't have to be all the time. You know, you could switch from barbell rows to chin-ups every other workout, right? And that would do you a world of good, not just physically, but probably mentally, too. So that's what it is, Johnny. My prescription for training volume. How do you know how little is necessary? Well, if you're getting stronger from session to session and week to week, then it's likely you're triggering growth. Over time, you're going to build more muscle than the next guy while saving your joints in the process. I'm different. I'm obviously a lot different than most people, but that's my position on things.
So
I have gone higher volume in the past. I've done lower volume in the past. I think the sweet spot is right around where I'm working right now.
So as I progress, I notice that as I get stronger, I have to gently back down on my volume.
Yep.
But volume, in my particular case, for me personally, is what builds muscle size, not muscle strength. So I just today shifted to a new program. I've been doing this program that I've been doing now for probably better part of 3 months. And I've gotten stronger consistently. And now I'm strong enough to where the workout wrecks me. Like I'm exhausted afterwards.
Yeah.
So, but I don't want to give up volume. So what I've decided to do is enlist an old concept that you and I heard when we first walked into the gym.
Yeah.
That the minimum amount of rest a muscle group needs is 72 hours. Remember that?
Yep.
So I thought to myself, okay, if I do a 3-day split, right, legs, chest, back, then on day 4 I can hit legs again. That's 72 hours.
Right.
But in order to do that, I can't do the same volume I'm doing currently on a leg day, which I just started training legs again, quite frankly, yesterday, on a leg day, a chest day, and a back day. I can't do that volume if I plan on hitting it again in 72 hours. So what I did was, I do 5 sets of everything. I've backed everything down to except the first movement, I still do 5 sets. Everything else, I'm just doing 3 sets now. So I've backed down my volume. I'm getting done with my workout faster because I'm also doing cardio for 20 minutes after my workouts right now. And I'm going to hit my each body part twice in a week. I'm going to hit them every 72 hours. So my training frequency is increased, but the per session training volume has decreased, but I'm keeping the loads the same.
It's another great way to do it, absolutely.
Any caveats that you have for me?
Well, you know, the younger you are, the more volume you can use.
Yeah.
Obviously, the older you are, the more the wear and tear thing comes into place. There is a time and a place. I have some workouts where let's say the training cycle before this, I was doing 6 work sets on my primary movements, 2 on my 2 assistance movements, and then a finisher. So I've gone higher, but I'm really trying to be judicious and limit wear and tear these days.
Yeah, me too. No injury, no more injuries. I have no room for injuries anymore.
Yeah, it's going so well. The only person that can stop me is me.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make sure it doesn't happen.
I'll report back in after a few weeks of this new approach and tell you how it's going. I'm hoping to keep growing. I've had numerous people come up to me in the gym and say, what are you doing differently?
Wow.
And really, it's nothing. I've just been consistent. I haven't injured myself. Injured myself to where it's taken me out of the gym. I injured my hamstring. I just backed off of leg training. That's all I did.
Right.
But knock on wood, you know, I haven't injured myself, and I'm backing off instead of pushing forward faster. And I'm trying to be sensible. And I think I have a feeling when I turn 60, I'm going to be really truthfully, I'm going to dwarf the shape I was in when I turned 50.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We shall return. Final contact.
mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Rob is going to deliver the blueprint tip of the day today. It's about real strength. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, the tip of the day is indeed about real strength. So this is going to be a pretty heavy segment, so just know that going in. I'm going to try and find something positive in it, but it really is gut-wrenching. Now, many of you know I have a son, Nicholas Maximus. He turned 12 last Friday. If you're not a father, it's tough to articulate how much you love your child, especially a son. I mean, I loved my son even before he was born, and I can't stand to see him hurting. I remember once he was sick and throwing up, and I would have gladly traded places with him just to take is pain away. Understand then how something worse than that can affect you. Something much, much worse. Just recently, we had a tragedy happen in my town. An 11-year-old little boy was struck and killed by a car. He was getting off the bus and right in front of his house when he crossed the street to his awaiting father. And as I read the story in our local paper, I had a sick feeling about some of the details because it mentioned his dad was a volunteer firefighter and his first name was Sean. And it further stated that the boy loved riding his bike, he loved playing Xbox, and he had been wrestling since a very early age, about 5. Gradually, I realized who they were talking about. It turns out I go to jiu-jitsu with his father. We would talk after practice about our sons, how they played too many video games, and we wanted to get them together to hopefully join jiu-jitsu because there's a kids' class. He always mentioned his son's love of Xbox, but also the fact that he loved wrestling. In fact, he had won several medals in wrestling for his age group. Basically, it was two fathers who just loved being fathers and especially proud of our sons and their accomplishments. His father almost always brought, he has a daughter, a little daughter with him too, to jiu-jitsu. She would sit patiently and talk to my wife. Now she's 3, maybe 4. And what did she talk about? She would always talk about how her big brother would protect her and watch over her. God only knows how they explained what happened to her. And as my son and his classmates arrived at school the next day, they were informed of the news, okay? 10, 11, and 12-year-olds shouldn't have to process information like this. Their innocence was shattered that day, and our entire town is in mourning. So Sunday, we went to the wake, and Monday, we were invited to the funeral. I have lived in this town my entire life, and I've never seen anything like it. People came out of their homes and businesses as the funeral procession, made its way to the cemetery. There are blue balloons, which was his son's favorite color, tied to every tree and light pole. Seemingly the entire Agawam Police Department came out in unison, and as a really nice touch, they gave a police escort. They literally shut down all traffic for the funeral procession to make way. Ditto for the fire department, who dispatched several trucks to be there. And as we were making our way down Main Street, they took one of their bucket loaders and had hung a huge American flag over it. And as the hearse went by and the family went by and we all went by, they were out there, the entire fire department, all of the firemen lined up with their helmets and their hands over their hearts. At the cemetery, when he was finally laid to rest, we released blue balloons into the sky and watched as they floated skyward, in my view, to touch the face of God. The only positive I could find in any of this was a GoFundMe page that was started for the family with the goal of raising $20,000. We ultimately have raised over $50,000 for his funeral and final expenses, because no father, no family should have to have a financial burden like that whenever they're burying someone, never mind the child. So now let's talk about real strength. Real strength is not a 500 or even a 1,000-pound squat. It isn't disciplining yourself to train, diet, and sacrifice. Real strength is standing for hours on end like his father did, greeting people that came to his wake, expressing their condolences. Real strength was asking me how my son was doing while his own lied just a few feet away in a tiny casket. If you have a son, a nephew, or niece, or you even know a family that does, take some time to talk to them about staying safe and looking both ways before they cross the street. Do something, anything, to comfort the family of such a tragedy. You know, my own son, I've caught him since this has happened, not looking both ways to cross the street. So, as a result of that, I am there every day now when he gets off the bus to make sure that he does. And I'm going to keep going until I'm satisfied that he gets it. The most important lesson you can learn from a tragedy like this is this. There is no guarantee you wake up tomorrow, or for that matter, even make it to the end of today. Forget all about taking one day at a time and appreciating that for what it is, because the only moment we have is now, and it's up to all of us to make the most of it. And even if you don't know anyone with a small child, or if you don't have a small child yourself, I want you to take some time to think about how that driver feels, because their life is effectively over as well. And it would behoove all of us to take it a little slower, not just today on the way home from work, but on every day thereafter. A child's life may depend on it.
Yeah.
This is an absolutely crushing thing, Carl. There are no words to convey the sadness that I saw and experienced over the past 2 days. We don't know all the details yet. We do suspect that at that part of town, at that particular time of day, right around sundown, the sun glare is absolutely, you know, it's god-awful. And either it's suspected either the child or the driver was blinded. But yeah. Just imagine
being that dad watching your son get hit by a car. That would keep you from sleeping for a decade.
He literally watched it all happen.
Tragic.
In front of him. And now think about this. Sean, you know, people always say he was a great guy. He was a great guy. Well, they may or may not have been, but I'm telling you this. Sean is the best guy you could ever hope to meet. We're talking about a guy who volunteered to run into burning buildings.
Yeah. To save other people's lives.
Save other people's lives.
Yeah.
So you tell me, what kind of guy is he? And why did this happen? You know, there are no answers.
No. No, it's just it's very tragic. It's very, anytime, as a parent, you never want to survive your child. You always want your children to survive you. And it's a terrible, terrible thing to have a child die. And never mind being there when it happens. That would be, you know what? I hate to say this, but that destroys lives. I mean, that really destroys lives. Watch your own son feel helpless, feel like you couldn't do anything about it. Watch him get run down by a car. It's terrible. When you said that part, I felt sick inside because, you know, I have a son. I remember when he was little.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. And
it's awful, but, you know, I took it as an opportunity to see what real strength was, because he was standing there functioning, which is more than I can say for what I think I would be like.
Yeah.
If I was the father of a child that was killed.
But, It's tough. Very, very tough situation. We're going to pull the plug on the interview. When we come back, we're going to actually be talking to Sandeep Agarwal. This guy is amazing, Rob. Maybe if you could catch the interview. We all love turmeric. And we love the curcumin and the curcumoids that do all these magical things for us. But what if the turmeric you're taking is laden with heavy metals that negate any benefits you could be getting from them? That's exactly what's happening, especially these highly concentrated things. You know, when they say like highly concentrated, this is equal to 23 grams of turmeric.
Yep.
Well, guess what? If that turmeric, and keep in mind in India where they grow it, they still have leaded gasoline.
Wow.
So the cars riding down the road that spew the fumes, the lead goes into the ground, it gets sucked up by the turmeric. So you're getting 23 times the concentration of turmeric. You're getting 23 times the concentration of heavy metals as well.
Wow, I never considered that.
This next interview is really an eye-opener. And this guy, he goes to India. He sources from these farms that nobody wants to go to because they're so far off the beaten path. But he said that the beauty of that is the land is pristine. There's not a lot of it. He doesn't make a lot of it every year. He always runs out. But it's the best turmeric. He said it tastes better. It's more golden colored. And it has 4 to 5% curcumoids instead of 2 to 3.
I'll be listening. And one more time, everyone, take a little slower on the way home.
Yeah, absolutely. Please. Absolutely. Thanks, Rob. Thanks. Okay. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So many people take turmeric and curcumin today for so many benefits. We've talked about studies over the past couple years that show that taking a highly standardized form of turmeric that's high in curcumoids post-workout actually improves the anabolic response of training. And we also know that a variety of studies out there on cancer and chronic inflammation all point to this magic herb. But you know how it is. Not all of these products are created the same. And that brings us to this next discussion, which is with a sponsor of ours, and that is Sandeep Agarwal. How you doing, Sandeep?
Pretty good, Carl. How about you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me to the show. I'm honored.
So I mean, turmeric and curcumin, I think it's pretty universally acceptable, are important to add into the diet today because many of the diseases of modernity can be traced back to chronic inflammation. And this magic herb, because of its interaction with villanoid receptors in the body and other receptors in the body, seems to be able to actually quell inflammation. In traditional Ayurvedic medicine and in the diet in India in general, is this also well understood, or is this just a really tasty herb to the folks there?
So, very interesting question. And the thing is that turmeric has been used in the Indian diet and in Ayurveda for thousands of years. So, if you pick any Indian, you go to their home and see what they are cooking, chances are, whatever they are cooking, there is turmeric in there. I mean, it is so omnipresent, it is so universally used. And people actually have been using it just because it's being used by their tradition. Their parents used it. Their grandparents used it. So we knew its benefits, but scientifically, you know, all the research coming out, that is just mind-boggling. That on PubMed, if you do a search on turmeric or curcumin, there are thousands and thousands of hits. And I recently heard that there is no other spice or herb or botanical product that has been so well researched and established in the scientific literature. So it's mind-boggling. But I have seen in India, I grew up in India, and my mother always used turmeric in cooking. So I have been eating turmeric twice a day for the last 46 years.
Interesting. Now, there have been advances in supplement development in the area of turmeric. But most of the advances have been in concentrating the important constituents in this herb and or providing a higher bioavailability of the herb. But there's something that worries me about that, and that is if you're starting out with an herb that is high in pesticides, high in heavy metals, and then you concentrate it, and then you find a way to deliver it more efficiently, you're actually delivering those bad actors in higher concentrations and higher bioavailability along. And this, you know, this is what worries me about when we start concentrating things and we start increasing their bioavailability, we do it in a vacuum. We don't realize, well, wait a minute, do we have to pay it? When you start doing that, don't you have to pay better attention to the quality of the native product to begin with?
That's exactly right. And very little attention is being paid on this, just because turmeric and curcumin happen to be so popular right now that, you know, they are having exponential growth and people are just buying it. And obviously they are getting benefit from it without realizing that they need to worry about these heavy metals. But, you know, what's more important actually, or what led me to start working on this, was not just about heavy metals, but the main core question about curcumin, which I learned about 2 or 3 years ago from a scientist during my private discussion, that curcumin as an extract, it's effective. It's very well established in the scientific literature. But the challenge is this, that it's very poorly absorbed in the body. So what happens is you take the capsule and then body just eliminates it, like in a matter of hours. And they have done these, you know, graphs of like what percent of the curcumin is now sitting in your colon within, you know, a matter of hours. And, you know, this is actually a very well-known fact, because India happens to have the lowest form of colon cancer. And guess what? Because the turmeric that we are eating, and then it's sitting in the colon, and obviously it's doing its job over there. But the challenge is that if we are spending the kind of money that we are on curcumin products, are we just, you know, literally, you know, putting it down the drain because it's so poorly absorbed? And the scientist that I was talking to told me about this. So I want to tell you a story, if I may.
Please.
That the scientist who actually worked a lot on curcumin and published a number of studies, he was visiting a curcumin factory in India. And so in this factory, what they do, they bring the turmeric powder and extract curcumin out of it. Now, just, you know, so for the benefit of the audience, I will describe the two. What is the difference between turmeric and curcumin? So turmeric is the root or the rhizome of the Curcuma longa plant. And the whole root is then dried and a powder is made. And that's the turmeric powder that you buy in a bottle in a supermarket. Now, curcumin is something which gives turmeric its yellowish-orangish color. So in a factory, using some solvents and God knows what, if you extract this color out of turmeric, that extract is curcumin. And since turmeric doesn't have, say, more than 2 to 4% of curcumin, it would take you, say, 25 or 50 pounds of turmeric powder to make 1 pound of curcumin powder, right? So that's what these factories are doing. So the scientist who was visiting this one of these factories, he was coming out of it and he saw a big pile of some off-white color powder. And he asked, what is this? They said, this is spent turmeric, which is, after you have taken out curcumin out of it, the rest of the turmeric is basically a waste. You cannot use it, and that's a spent turmeric. They probably just put it in the fields to, you know, make a compost or something else out of it. But, you know, basically it cannot be used as a food or a supplement product. So this scientist, he was curious, and he said, may I take a small sample of it for my own testing? And they said, sure, you know, take a truck full of it. You know, we don't need it anymore. So he did, and he did some testing. And the fascinating thing, Carl, is that he says the rest of the turmeric has so many important benefits,
right,
that we have not discovered yet. And these are the cofactors also which are used by our body to absorb curcumin.
Right. And see, this is where the pharmaceutical model destroys everything that's good. So most pharmaceutical companies discover something in a natural form. They isolate what they believe is the active ingredient causing the benefit, and then they patent a synthetic version of just that. And then they find that it doesn't work as good as the original whole plant. And it's because these plants have developed over millions of years, and the cofactors and the ingredients that they throw away quite often are what aid the effectiveness of the constituent that they believe is the active ingredient. This is brilliant, Sandeep, because this yet again shows that nature develops things perfectly.
Exactly, exactly. Only if we try to understand the nature and work with the nature. And so when I learned about it, I said, oh my God, this is absolutely fascinating. And then I said, what can I do about it? How can I contribute to this fact that the whole turmeric is more beneficial, more bioavailable than the curcumin extract, but I do realize the benefit of curcumin. So that's when I started to work on finding a species of the turmeric root which is naturally high in curcumin, because, again, by looking at the tradition of turmeric, I did not want to disregard the fact that curcumin has been proven very effective in the scientific literature.
So
which means that if you just take any turmeric powder, you will get the benefit out of it, but wouldn't you want your turmeric powder to have high levels of curcumin as well, which are naturally present and not added as an extract?
Of course. So what you're saying is that just like other crops can be hybridized or certain specific situations in a crop can be amplified through the proper seeding and breeding and so on, you're saying that there are, in fact, curcumin products out there, plants that are growing that are very, very high in turmeric. Turmeric plants that are high in curcumin, you're saying, right?
That's exactly right. And
so instead of you just going for a large crop and not worrying about what's actually in there, you actually source out just the plant crops that are high in the constituents that you're looking for.
Exactly. See, Carl, I'm a foodie and I'm very curious about how the food grows, and I've been very, very interested in this for the last 15 years, and if we have time, we will discuss why in the first place I'm in this business, because I'm actually an IT professional, master's in finance, used to work on Wall Street, so that was my first career, but I moved to food business, and there is a little bit of a story behind it, which we'll come to that. But to answer your question, yes, there are different species and also different regions within, say, India, where turmeric grows, but in some regions, it has higher levels of curcumin. And about a year ago, I visited these areas in India, very remote places. Like you fly into, New Delhi, which is the international airport, then you change the plane, a domestic flight, and then from there you drive 5 or 6 hours, go to a remote village where there's, even not an electricity. Small villages, traditional farmers growing this gorgeous turmeric, brilliant color. Just by look at it, you can tell that this stuff is medicinal. So that's what I do. I go and visit these farmers, these marginal small family farmers, and I also try to go into remote areas where the land has not been contaminated by over-harvesting, by pesticides and fertilizers, things of that nature, because they, as we discussed, they are equally important. For example, gasoline used to be leaded gasoline, right, in America also, up until, say, a few decades ago. And in India, it had been leaded. And if you have a farm and a truck, if there is a road next to it, and the cars and trucks going, all these years and years, and all the smoke that's being produced, what's going to happen to the land next to it? It's going to be heavily contaminated,
yes.
Right?
Right, because the lead becomes a particulate matter. It becomes airborne, and then it settles on the dirt, and the rain pushes it into the dirt, and it gets taken up by plants.
Exactly, and it's particularly important for rhizome or root plants like turmeric and ginger, because they are in touch with the soil all the time, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to another plant or vegetable, which is aerial, But this one is in contact with the soil, and then it attracts all these heavy metals. So I have been doing some research, and I've seen FDA recalling some turmeric products which had way off the chart lead in them. Now, what FDA does, it does not tell people what's the limit. So it doesn't publish this data, I guess maybe not to scare people. But I have heard that there are turmeric products. I have actually talked to some labs in India and in the U.S. where levels of 5 parts per million or 10 parts per million is normal. Now, you know, people may realize that it's not a big number, but actually it's a huge number. You know, we are talking about 5,000 parts of lead in every million part of turmeric. That is very, very high, but it's considered normal.
That's amazing. So let me ask you this. We know that over-harvesting here in the United States has depleted the soil of minerals that are critical to be delivered in the food as nutrition. Are you finding that when you go deeper into the jungles, deeper off the beaten path, where you have conventional farming maybe hasn't reached there yet, they're not using the pesticides, also that the soil hasn't been depleted, that is what has the highest amount of curcumin?
You are absolutely right. So it does depend on that soil. And I was pleased to see this beautiful soil in southern India about 2 months ago when I was there. The soil was so rich in color, and when I lifted it with my hands, it had retained the moisture. You know, one of the problems we are seeing with the soil in modern farms is that it doesn't hold the moisture, and it needs to be irrigated again and again, or it depends so much on the water sources. But this soil, beautiful, was holding the moisture, and yes, these are the soil which grows the best quality of turmeric, which has high curcumin content.
Interesting. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk more. This is so fascinating. This is much more fascinating than I thought it was going to be, and I want to keep you a little bit longer than originally promised, because I want to talk more about curcumin, turmeric. I also want to talk about your ghee product, because I know that you incorporate some of these things into the ghee. So just stay with me. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more discussion on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is a fascinating discussion we're having right now with Sandeep Agarwal. He's a sponsor on Superhuman Radio, and you know that we bring you great information on this show, and all we ask in return is that you patronize the sponsors. But we work very, very hard to find sponsors that are deserving of patronage. And this is an amazing product that's offered at our website at supremeradio.net. You will see banner ads for this high curcumin turmeric. In fact, there are some companies out there that standardize and make a big deal about 2 to 3% curcumoids in their turmeric. But actually, what Sandeep has done is he provides a product that has between 3 and 5%. Isn't that correct?
Yes, actually, it's a little bit higher. It's between 4 and 5%.
4 and 5%. I'm sorry. 4 and 5%. So this is actually a better product than what's available out there. But more importantly, to recap something you said earlier on, that many of the challenges today with turmeric and curcumin in general is that they don't have a high bioavailability, and most of it just passes through the body unabsorbed. But when you include the full spectrum of the plant source, that solves the problem of bioavailability, does it not?
It absolutely does. And what happens in America is that whenever we figure out that if something is good for us, we start to believe that more of it is better for us. But the thing is that sometimes you only need a small amount, but in the right way or the original way. So here is my recommendation to everybody that, yes, you know, if you have certain condition, if you are under the care of a healthcare practitioner, you have been prescribed curcumin, absolutely, please continue to use it. But do start including the whole turmeric root powder in your diet as a food, because I believe that that would have its own benefit as well. And, you know, with turmeric, there are three things which are very important. One is that it's better cooked or heated. So, you know, use people who just put it in their smoothie or just drink it as a supplement, that's fine. But you will, traditionally, turmeric was always used as a spice in food, and there is a lot of intelligence to it because it gets activated when you cook it or when you heat it. So that's number one. Number two is turmeric loves fat. So instead of making a tea out of it, which is fine, wouldn't it be better if you put it, say, in your scrambled eggs, which has healthy fats in it, or you put it in your soup or your bone broth, or if you're cooking vegetables or, you know, cooking rice with some oil or some ghee in it, that's probably going to go a long way because turmeric is fat-soluble and it's poorly soluble in water. And that is proven in literature. Same thing for curcumin as well. So that's number two. And number three is that turmeric has synergy with other spices. And in Indian cooking, we not only use turmeric, but we also use things like black pepper, ginger, garlic, onion, coriander, cumin. Now, science so far has focused its energy on turmeric, and which is amazing. But mark my words, we will continue to find such benefits in more and more of these spices like black seed or Nigella sativa. If you go to PubMed and just search black seed or Nigella sativa, you'll find ton of amazing research coming out for this lovely spice. And similarly for ginger, similarly for coriander and cumin and fenugreek, things like that. So the idea is that don't rely just on turmeric. Start to use more spices into your food. They will make your food taste better, plus you will get the synergy and benefits of all the spices.
Yeah, and it's funny because 3 or 4 days a week I eat a pound of ground beef, grass-fed, grass-finished ground beef, and I do this post-workout. Mm-hmm. And I season it with ginger, turmeric, chili powder, and mm-hmm. garlic.
Fantastic.
And I love the flavor, but the other thing that it's doing for me is that I'm getting the benefits of these magical herbs.
You absolutely are. And I'm sure you know about the synergy between black pepper and turmeric, which is that the black pepper increases the bioavailability of the turmeric multiple folds. Similarly, the rest of the spices work in conjunction as well. So we ended up making a product which combines these benefits, which is our ghee infused with turmeric, ginger, and black pepper. So
wow.
It's already cooked. The synergy is there, and it tastes great as well. And we have heard actually from many people, what happens is that if people are not used to using a particular spice and say have their gut issues, a lot of times practitioners tell us that they can't handle turmeric because it irritates the lining of their gut. But a good fat like ghee, which can line the gut, and if you consume turmeric or other spices cooked with fats, they may cause less irritation.
Yeah, it buffers them. It buffers them. They effectively get sealed up in what is basically a liposphere.
Yes.
But that actually helps them get into the body faster too.
That's exactly right. Yes, you know it does get to the cells and tissues, and that's the reason why it's more bioavailable.
So let's talk about a couple other things. So we know that that your product is highly rich in curcumin, 4 to 5%, which is unheard of today. But you go to the extent of actually finding organic sources, which is very important, as we said before. Because quite often, the benefits of these herbs could be negated by the chemical load that they carry, especially on heavily sprayed crops. So all of your stuff is organic, right?
Yes, it is certified organic, and we also test for heavy metals. So what I do is I go visit the farmers, collect the samples, bring them back, get them tested, and obviously the highest quality that meets our standards is what we procure, which is a very limited quantity, but we are a small company and we don't really need to sell a lot, but our focus is on quality rather than quantity.
You even go to the extent of putting things in glass jars instead of plastic. Obviously, plastic would be cheaper, easier, but mm-hmm. You use glass. Why is that? Is that because turmeric can actually leach whatever it touches?
It is possible, and plus, if you keep your spices in, say, plastic containers for a long period of time, then they actually can lose their potency faster.
Yeah,
we
plastic
have found
breathe.
That glass is the best yeah. medium, because if you pack something, say, which has a particular odor, you pack it in glass, you cannot smell it, but if you pack it in plastic, you can still smell it.
Which right? means that the plastic is breathing.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So to have the best freshness and the effectiveness, we prefer glass.
Okay. So this turmeric is designed for cooking, not necessarily supplementation, but if someone did want to supplement with it, they could take a quarter teaspoon, a half teaspoon of it, mix it with a fat like a coconut oil or butter, and take it that way if they said, hey, I don't want to cook with it. I just want to get it in my body and get it over with, right?
Yes, absolutely. That is definitely a way to do that. But as I said, instead of just a simple mixing, a little bit of heat would make it better.
Okay. Okay. So heating it is really important. Okay. It comes in a variety of different size jars. I'm impressed on how inexpensive it is. I would have thought that it would have been much more expensive. You've got a 2.3-ounce jar, a bottle, which is only $5.95. You have a very large 7.5-ounce jar, which is $12.95. And then you have an organic turmeric bag of the powder, which is also 7.5 ounces, and that's $10.95, because you're obviously giving the customer a discount from not having to pay for the glass.
Yes.
This is highly inexpensive considering the quality of the product. And on top of that, you run out of this stuff, don't you? Because there's only so much of it every season.
Exactly. So, yeah, we do run out of it. And the reason we wanted to offer it, because we know that, you know, good food can be expensive. And since we are a small company, we have basically run a very lean operation. And I personally am visiting. We are not working with middlemen. We have cut, you know, everyone out. So we are directly sourcing. So that basically, what we do is that we take that savings and give it back to our customers so that they can benefit from it. And, you know, that's really important because, again, so many of these good food products, they are exorbitantly priced. But, you know, we don't want to do that.
You know, it's funny because when I look at the turmeric powder in the jar, the 7.5 ounce, It's almost orange instead of yellow.
Most turmeric is beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful color.
Yeah,
and it also has a very earthy, sweet aroma. Some of the turmeric can be actually quite bitter, but our turmeric actually is very fragrant because it's freshly ground and the aroma is sealed because we are, you know, hand packing it ourselves. And so it's just, you know, it's a lovely product that we are so glad that people from all over the country have appreciated.
And if my listeners either go from superhumanradio.net and click the banner ad or go right to the website highkirkumanturmeric.com, there are some great recipes on there too. I've had vindaloo curry shrimp and tomatoes. It's delicious. And you have a recipe for it right here.
Yes, we have a recipe. We also have published an ebook on Amazon. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, you can download this for free. Otherwise, it's very inexpensive, like, I guess, $4.99 or something. And it has 74 different ideas on how to use turmeric. So that link is there on the highcurcumanturmeric.com website as well.
And one last thing. I didn't know this, and I think that you just implied it, and I only heard this recently. I didn't realize that ghee was clarified butter that was allowed to re-solidify. Is that correct?
That is correct. And ghee actually is one of the original superfoods in the Indian tradition. And say in the last 50, 60 years, we started to believe that dairy fat is bad for you. It causes heart disease and cholesterol was a big problem.
Yeah, you started listening to the United States. That's what happened.
Exactly. But, you know, here is the most important thing that happened a couple of years ago is that USDA reversed its guidelines about dietary cholesterol. So up until then, it said dietary cholesterol is bad because it leads to heart disease. 2 years ago, it came out with a recommendation that dietary cholesterol is no longer a consideration, and it, for risk, because there is very little. Most of the cholesterol which is in your body, in your blood, called lipid cholesterol, is actually made by our liver. So it's not about eating, but what your liver is doing and why it is doing, and that's what you need to figure out. And it's not that, you know, you need to cut out anything which has cholesterol in it, because cholesterol is an important nutrient that is needed by our body.
Cell wall, the cell membrane, is made up predominantly of cholesterol. The brain is made up predominantly of cholesterol. This misguided approach to dealing with atherosclerosis, which is actually the symptom of inflammation and not of high cholesterol, has been so horrible, and so many lives have been shortened. We have people developing Alzheimer's disease because of statin drugs. We have people who develop type 2 diabetes just because of the statin drugs they take. It's been so misguided. Cholesterol is our friend. Fat is our friend. If anything, it's the high sugar and the chemical additives in our diet that are destroying health. It's not the things, because one only need look back 400 or 500 years ago to people who were eating high fat diets, and they didn't have heart attacks yet. We didn't have heart attacks in large scale until the late 1800s. What does that tell you? There were no heart attack was a rarity in the 1700s and 1600s, a rarity.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And I got into this business. So ghee happens to be my family business in India for 5 generations, for 127 years.
Wow.
And so I got into this business because I was mentioning earlier that there's a little bit of story behind it as to why am I doing this. So I got into this business because my son used to be sick, and I learned that it was our diet which needed to be changed, and we needed to add healthy fats and, you know, good source of dairy, organic produce, things like that, and stay away from sugar and high carb and processed food.
Right.
So in a nutshell, I was able to change our family's diet and improve my son's health. So when I realized that how important ghee was, we started a small-scale business to produce ghee from local cows. So we are in New Jersey. We work with farmers in our area who have pastured cows, organic. Milk comes from them, and my wife makes the ghee out of it. So that's what our business that we started about 10 years ago.
Can you stay with me through one more break? I have some questions about India in general and diet, because I think that most Americans are either misled or misinformed about the diet, the variation of diet across the country. Can you stay with me just for a little longer?
Absolutely.
Okay, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more Sandeep Agarwal. Stay tuned.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Sandeep Agarwal. He is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, radio show, podcast. His website is highkirkumanturmeric.com, or you can go to superhumanradio.net and click the banner ad and buy the world's best turmeric. I mean, that's really it. That's what we're talking about here. This is really the world's best. It's a small boutique product. He will run out. There are only so many crops in India that meet the requirements that he puts on the quality of this product. So buy it now and make sure you get enough to last you a year because it may take that long before there's more available. Now, with that being said, talking about ghee. So when you start talking about ghee, I think of cows. And when you start talking about cows, I don't think of India. I think that I'm starting to learn two things. I read a study. And I want to say, actually, we did a couple shows about this, too. Number one, that there are areas of India where people are vegans. But these people don't necessarily have great health. And then there are areas of India where they eat dairy. They eat animal protein. And they seem to have thriving health.
But the United States is on a mission to make everybody a vegan today, and this is because of the agricultural industry's desire to have everybody eat nothing but the crops that they grow and spray chemicals on. So tell me about the culture in India. Does the diet vary by region? And if so, give me a snapshot of what it's like.
Absolutely. So it's a very good assessment that it does vary by region. So India has some coastal areas and some areas which are landlocked. So the coastal areas where there is seafood available, these regions, they eat, a non-vegetarian diet, which means they would have seafood in their diet, they would have grains, they would have dairy if available. But there are areas which are, say, away from sea and which are, say, in the central India, where a lot of agriculture is there, a lot of dairy cows are there, they are vegetarian. But it's interesting what you mentioned, that there are areas which are vegan. To my knowledge, there are maybe no areas in India that are vegan, because people have always consumed either a dairy product or a seafood product or other animal products. But veganism is something that I have not seen in India myself.
Is that
personally.
Right? See,
yes.
And so the vegans love to point at India and say, oh, India has very low heart disease. India has very low Alzheimer's disease. India has very low type 2 diabetes, and India is vegan. This is said on the news here, they say it. On the mainstream news, they say it.
Yeah, so yeah, that's maybe something that I don't know, even though I go to India twice a year. My family lives in India. All my relatives are in India. So I have not heard about the term vegan in India, and I still don't see it. So, yes, this is absolutely incorrect. Indians are not vegans, and there is a lot of use of dairy products. Dairy has been a main source of animal fats and animal protein in India, and people have thrived on dairy products.
Oh, yeah.
A lacto-vegetarian diet
is basically a lot of plants, good plants, but mm-hmm. also lots of dairy for the protein and the fat. Lacto-vegetarians live to be 100 years old. The Huns are a lacto-vegetarian. They live to be 125. They make ghee. They make yogurt. They drink kefir. They eat cheese. And they eat a lot of vegetables, too.
Exactly. So if you try to find any traditional culture which was vegan, it will be extremely hard to find that, because I don't think that that kind of a diet is sustainable and it's good for your health. Maybe for a short period of time, somebody is trying to, work on something or trying to detox or cleanse or for whatever reason, but it's not a long-term diet that is healthy for you.
I'm with you. I've been preaching this for a long time. In fact, we actually had a vegan ancestor. It was Australopithecus robustus, and it died. It had a relatively short lifespan, and it is extinct today. We are descendants of Australopithecus gracile, which migrated out of Africa, but learned to eat bones and meat. It started to forage. It started to eat meat. It started to eat animal protein, and we are direct descendants of Australopithecus gracile. Robustus was the animal with the big jaw, big teeth, and a big belly, because it ate vines and twigs and roots and dirt all day long. And it had to spend all day long finding and chewing food. When we started to eat animals, the belly got smaller over thousands of years. The brain got bigger because the brain didn't have to compete for nutrition with this big factory that was grinding up and swallowing food all day long. And our brains actually got bigger. So, and that's why whenever the people that are moving in this vegan direction, oh, we need to be vegan, I say, can you show me any of our vegan ancestors?
Yes.
And I say, no. You know why? Because they died of nutrient deficiencies. We have no vegan ancestors. And even if you want to argue with me on that, I say, okay, the Ice Age lasted 40,000 years. There were areas of the world where nothing grew out of the ground. What did our vegan ancestors eat? Snow?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a myth, and it's being promoted today by big agriculture. And the government here in the United States is part and parcel with the problem. And it's and what's going to happen, Sandeep, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 59 years old. I remember in the 70s when fat became bad. Oh, don't eat red meat. Fat is bad for you. Fat is bad for you. Now, all those lives shortened, we come out, oh, you know, we were wrong about fat. It turns out fat's good for you. We're about to do the same thing with the vegan diet. And 50, 60, 70 years from now, we're going to look back and go, all those people who got neuropathy from vitamin B12 deficiencies because we told them that the vegan diet was good. Oh, we were wrong. I'm not waiting for that. I'm not going to ever become a vegan.
And, you know, this is actually quite unfortunate that in America, we are taking all these changes in public policy just because of the businesses who are behind it.
Yes.
You know, as you said, we have seen it before. We are seeing it now. But this is so wrong. Instead, we should look into the tradition, see what our grandparents used to use, what our great-grandparents used to cook and eat, and go to the traditional foods. That's the only way to do it, and not just listen to some government policy or some big business who is trying to sell their products.
Yes, yes, yes. You get it, Sandeep. You get it. Listen, two things. I want to thank you for being on the air today with me. But more importantly, I want to thank you for being a sponsor of the show, because it's people like you who make the show possible so that we can educate the public about the things that we're talking about here. And I want my audience to show Sandeep some love. Go to HiKirkmanTurmeric.com or go to SuperHumanRadio.net and click the banner ad and get yourself some of the single best turmeric in the world, and pick up some ghee while you're there as well. Thanks a lot, Sandeep.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
You still there?